Hey, Rebels, welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Meg Pearson. This podcast is your go-to spot for unfiltered conversations, a fresh take on wellness, and tools to help you build your own kick-ass life, say screw you to societal norms, and find true joy in the chaos. Whether you're into breathwork, undieting, or you're just here for the Rebel vibes, this is your space. My goal is for you to listen, laugh, and leave thinking, why the hell didn't anyone tell me this before? I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie mom, and yeah, I've got some privilege to unpack. As a straight white woman, my lens has undoubtedly shaped my experiences. But here's the deal. I'm all about making wellness accessible to everyone. And if I ever say anything harmful, I'm always open to doing better, and I honestly welcome your feedback. With that, let's get to it, Rebels. This podcast provides general information and discussion about natural medicine, health, spirituality, and may contain discussions about eating disorders that could be triggering. If you or someone you know is sensitive to such content, we recommend approaching with care and prioritizing your mental health. The content here should not be taken as medical advice and is for informational purposes only. And because each person is so unique, please consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Hi, and welcome to this week's shorty episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. Today, I am playing up for you an excerpt from a recent workshop I did called My Selective Living Workshop. And I've decided to just pull a little part out here from the beginning of the workshop where I talk about the signs and the symptoms that you might be under the influence of diet culture. And spoiler alert. Okay, no, I'm not going to spoil it. I'll let you listen. It's super short. Have a listen. I've had a lot of people share with me that they are surprised and shocked to realize how much diet culture has penetrated their lives and their thoughts. And so I thought that it would be good to just share this really short, not exhaustive list of signs that you might be under the influence of diet culture with my listeners here. So you could start to just even reflect, because the first step in my rebel process to ditch diet culture and find food and body freedom is discovering the root of our belief systems, where and when diet culture began penetrating our life. And then we can start to unravel these structures of beliefs and reprogram the mind. This is probably one of the most important first steps that any of us can take, is really just accepting, realizing, and acknowledging that, yeah, we are living from a place of fear that has been perpetuated by diet culture when it comes to our relationship with food and relationship with our body. So that's what I'm sharing with you here today. And I would love to hear from you. So if you listen to this and you realize, holy shit, I am under the influence of diet culture and you want to talk about it, reach out. You can find me at Coach Meg Pearson on Instagram.
So undieting for you is if you experience disordered eating, if you are constantly on a diet, yo-yo diet cycle, if you experience restriction and want to let go of this way of living, you experience dissatisfaction with your body and appearance, you feel shame or discomfort, you're willing to get uncomfortable as we journey into the body and mind to recover and release the reasons why you binge, restrict, or diet and obsess. Undieting is for you if you understand that there's more to life than this and you're ready to truly be free. And that is, I think, the biggest message I want you to take when you finish watching this workshop. Just the idea that life is not happening when you get to a certain size or when you get your bikini body. Life is happening right freaking now. And we shouldn't be wasting so much energy and mind space worrying about our body and food. Okay. Now, undieting is not for you if, just kidding. Honestly, it's for everyone. I think everyone can benefit from this information. So I'm going to do a little quiz here. And I want you to just mentally, as I'm moving through these statements and questions, just take a mental note of how many of them ping for you. How many of them make you go, oh, yeah, that's me. Or, oh, yeah, I find myself doing that. And it's not, we're not keeping score here. It's just an exercise in awareness. Okay. So, are you under the influence of diet culture? Do you catch yourself comparing your body against others or some idealized image, maybe in the media? Do you ever sense the need to earn the right to enjoy certain foods or take a break from your exercise routine. Have you ever felt that your worth is tied to how you look, your weight, or your body size? Do you find yourself hopping on diets or cleanses frequently? You know, the latest thing, the latest cleanse that your sister's brother's mom did and it worked for her. Do you find yourself feeling like, hey, maybe that's the one for me? And then do you feel like a failure when it doesn't stick or it doesn't work? Are you a believer in the concept that some foods are inherently healthy or unhealthy, good and or bad? Are social situations like weddings or fancy dinners a source of stress for you or anxiety, and do you sometimes avoid them altogether? Does your exercise routine revolve around burning calories instead of the joy and satisfaction it brings? Is your mind consumed by thoughts about food, pondering what's the next step I can take to change my body? Are you obsessed about counting calories and calculating things in your head all the time? Do you have a belief deep inside that your life will be better once you attain a certain body shape or size? Now, if you answered yes or if any of those pinged for you, I want to just tell you that you are under the influence of diet culture. And spoiler alert, if you're watching this, guaranteed, that's why you're here, because you realize you're under the influence of diet culture. And I think it's also important to just note that everybody in the whole world is in the Western world anyway, is under the influence, because we are inundated constantly from the media, from the magazines, from everywhere, from our own upbringing, from our friends. You know, a day doesn't go by that I don't hear someone making a diet culture-y comment about their body, about this or that. Oh, I shouldn't be eating this. You know, all of this stuff, this is all influenced by diet culture. So some of you might be thinking, okay, well, I diet and that, you know, this, the diet that I'm on right now, it worked. Or that diet I tried 10 years ago worked. And typically when we think a diet works, it's because we've lost weight, right? A diet works in a lot of our minds when we lose weight. Mm-hmm. So maybe the diet worked in that, you know, as far as weight loss goes, it worked in that space. But when you were dieting, how did you feel? How did you feel physically? How did you feel mentally, spiritually? I'm going to guess possibly anxious, stressed out, tired, hungry, right? All of those things. And that is, those things are what add up to equal well-being, right? So losing weight is just like how we control our body and what we eat is such a small component to what actually brings us health and well-being. Okay. We have to remember that there's something called the social determinants of health, and what we eat and how we move our body, our exercise and food is like 10% of what actually affects our ability to feel good and be healthy. It's really important. I don't think a lot of people realize that. Pardon me, I'm in downtown Toronto right now recording this, and there are some sirens going by in the background. I hope it's not too intrusive. So a lot of the times when we are stuck in diet culture, we think we want to lose weight. But what we really want is to be happy, right? And we think that losing weight is going to be this ticket to joy. It's going to be this ticket to this life that we've been fantasizing about our entire life. We don't want to lose weight. We want to be happy. And this is another newsflash, is that our ability to be happy, to be content, to be in joy, to be feeling pleasure in our life is available to us right now, no matter our body size, no matter how we're eating, no matter what food we're eating. Again, life is not waiting for you on the other side of weight loss. It's happening right now, right now. So how can we reframe our thoughts and our actions so that we can begin living life to its fullest now, instead of waiting for this next diet that's going to solve everything for us? So important. So what the frick is diet culture anyways, right? So this is a definition that I have taken loosely from one of my mentors, Stephanie Dodier. She says that diet culture is a system of beliefs mainly prevalent in Western society. It's a set of social messages and accepted social behaviors that worship thinness and equate that thinness to health and moral virtue. Diet culture promotes weight loss as a means of achieving higher status and demonizes certain foods and ways of eating. It oppresses those who don't match up to the posted picture of health and emphasizes body weight, body shape, body size over actual health and well-being. So because of all of this, mainly women, I'm not saying it doesn't affect men, but it definitely affects more women, I would argue. Many of us feel compelled to spend massive amounts of personal resources, like time, energy, money, trying to shrink our body instead of focusing on more important things like living our life, becoming president, right? All of the really important things. We're focused, a lot of the time, we're too focused on our body and dieting and yoga and Pilates. And man, I know women that it's their full-time job trying to reach this pinnacle of health as diet culture paints.
Now, perhaps after listening to this excerpt, you have realized that maybe you are making your diet and lifestyle choices a full-time job. Wouldn't shame you for it. Many people do. I used to, 100%. And now I've realized that there's a lot more to life to that than that. But if that's you, that's okay. First step, like I said, is realizing it. And if you want to catch this full workshop where I go into a lot more of my rebel process, as well as talk a little bit about how the brain works and how we can begin to start dismantling these beliefs and reprogramming things, head to the link in the show notes and grab my Selective Living Workshop. It'll be sent straight to your inbox for free so you can have a listen. And I hope that this has helped you and inspires you to maybe look at your life from a place of more presence, knowing that it's happening right now, not on the other side of weight loss, not when you have a certain size pants. And Lord knows it's not waiting for us. We don't have any idea how many more days we have left on this planet. So get out there and revel in the pleasure of this precious gift called life. Bye for now. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, rebels.